Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app here on this Tuesday. Talking NBA playoffs now. We're going to play a little game coming up at 6:30. Build it or blow it up. We'll take a look at the teams that have been eliminated from the NBA playoffs and say whether they should keep going or whether they should blow up what they've got and try to start things over. But let's talk about the teams that are keeping going right now. The NBA is down to its final four. And we have Kurt Hellen with us, who is a longtime NBA writer, pro basketball talk, and more. Kurt, welcome to the show. Appreciate your time, man. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me on. And by the way, I'll just jump in now and tell you the Spurs should just blow it up and trade Wemby.
Yes.
They should just blow the whole thing.
To Washington.
Yeah, exactly. I would.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they can have, frankly, whoever they want. I like a lot of the young players here, but you give me that tall French guy, I'm in.
Just Bob Carrington straight up. You're good.
That works. Or if, hey, if they want Bilal to make sure that the French fans are happy, I can make a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we've done, we fixed everything. All right. Done. Excellent. No, when we look at the place that the Wizards executives came from in Oklahoma City, that is, of course, the model that everybody wants to follow. How do we get a young superstar? How do we surround them with other young, excellent players, grow them together, have them all rowing the boat in the same direction? And, oh, look, we won 68 games and one of the greatest point differentials in the history of the league. Now they sit here in their first ever Western Conference Finals, Kurt. And we know that the Minnesota Timberwolves obviously got to this round last year. And often there is kind of this stepping stone process that needs to happen. Do you think Oklahoma City has what it takes based off of their talent and their results to overcome the fact that they have never been here before?
Yeah, and they're actually, I think, the youngest team ever to reach the Western Conference Finals by average age. But I do think that they're going to. And I think we've seen in the last series the growth that they needed to show in these playoffs. I think that the questions we had, look, they got bounced last year, and they're like, man, they just weren't tough enough. They weren't gritty enough. They weren't able to win playoff games. And so they go out and get an Isaiah Hartenstein, who's, you know, gives them plenty of toughness and grit, on top of just the maturity of the guys they want. And they won some ugly games in that series. They didn't just, you know, yes, they overwhelmed and ran away from Denver in game seven, but they won some playoff-style games in that round. And I think that was, that shows the growth that they were going to need, because they go into this, which is just a better matchup for them. Denver's a tough matchup for everyone because they got that Jokic guy. But this is a much better matchup for them. And I think, I don't want to say it's going to be easy by any stretch, but I think they're in a good place. And I think their confidence going forward is going to be difficult to overcome.
Yeah, they what they did in Game 7 was amazing. And part of the way they were able to do that was deploying, of all people, Alex Caruso on Nikola Jokic. And look, saying deploying Alex Caruso of all people on basically anybody in the league, you're like, yeah, of course, he's one of the best defenders. And like Nikola Jokic is supposed to be one of the five names you're not supposed to say there. And Caruso was able to do an outstanding job in that matchup in a small sample size of one game. That was this new changeup that Mark Dagenaw, the Thunder head coach, threw at them. Yeah. Seeing that as a possibility, knowing that like Julius Randle, for instance, may be the biggest matchup advantage on the Timberwolves side of it in this series. What kind of like did that open your world at all to the possibilities of new ways the Thunder can be excellent?
Yeah, well, their defense already is not only the best in the league, but they and what's going to be really telling, I think, in this series, they are handsy, they are physical. They, first off, they're one of those teams that goes back to the old Miami Heat school of, you know, if we foul on every play, they're not going to call it, right?
Yeah.
Like, they are going to be really physical, and Minnesota can handle some of that, but it's going to be a new level for Ant when he drives. Anthony Edwards is going to drive the lane or try to drive the lane and find Lou Dort. And if he gets by Lou Dort, he's going to find another level of guys. It's going to be much harder, and he's not going to get the calls he expects to get. And he's going to have to prove that he can go beyond that. I think that the other thing they do defensively, they're so good at showing you something and then taking it away. So you're like, oh, there is a driving lane. Oh, there's not a driving lane. And that kind of stuff, I think it's been fun in these playoffs to watch Anthony Edwards figure stuff out in real time, right? Like each game, he's a little bit better and he's figuring out how to making the smart, clean pass rather than trying to do too much. And this might be the one that's his Waterloo. This is the one where he's just, the lessons he's going to learn, he's not going to be able to learn fast enough in this series.
Kurt Hellen, basketball writer, NBC Sports, with us here on the Hoffman Show. Who else for Minnesota needs to step up? Obviously, the bare minimum is your stars have to play like stars. If you don't have that in a playoff series, you're never going to win. Anthony Edwards is one of the NBA's great stars right now. Who else needs to step up if Minnesota is going to have a chance in this series?
I think you're going to need a huge Julius Randle series. He's got to be and he has been, by the way, fantastic and better than I expected in these playoffs and through this postseason. So like credit to him, but he's going to have to continue that and maybe even take a step forward because life will be difficult for Anthony Edwards. And he is more of a matchup problem because of his physicality. You can try to, you know, they have a bunch of guys to throw at him, but he's going to have a big series. And the other thing is outside of just taking care of the ball, they have to take care of the ball. They got to hit their threes. They really got to knock them down. I think this is a big series for a guy like Jaden McDaniels, who is going to get a bunch of time on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and try to slow him down as much as he can. But that only really, even if you can slow the Oklahoma City offense down, you've got to be able to score on them. And to do that, they're going to have to knock down threes at a high rate all series long.
So that was the last thing I was going to ask you about this series before flipping to the other one, Kurt, is if you are, I'll take it from Minnesota since they're the underdog here. Like if you're Minnesota, what is the tenor of these games? Do you want them to be physical? Do you want them to, the refs to maybe call a little tighter? You got a little more freedom. Do they want it fast? Do they want it slow? What's the way that Minnesota needs to play if they're going to pull off what would be, based off the fact that Oklahoma City is a 68 win team, a significant upset?
I think they want it a little bit slower. They don't want it to get too fast. They don't want it to be a track meet because, again, that leads to some sloppy play and some turnovers, and they're already a little loose with the ball at times. And look, they played the Warriors, who turned the ball over a lot as well, and could get away with it. That's not going to happen in future rounds, man. Like, you're going to, you know, this round they have to take care of it. So I think they'd like it a little slower, and I think that they want it to be not as physical. They want to get some of these calls. Now that means Shea's going to get some calls and some other stuff that they may not enjoy, but you've got to get Ant to the line. You've got to get Randle to the line, and you're going to have some, you know, I don't know how much Rudy Gobert we're going to see this series, but when he's in, he's going to have to play well. Let's put it this way. They're going to get the ball to Rudy Gobert occasionally. If he holds it for more than a second, that is a huge win for OKC.
That is a good thing to watch for sure. All right, Kurt Hellen's with us, basketball writer for NBC Sports. On the Eastern Conference side, it's Pacers, it's Knicks, it's 1990, whatever, insert the number of you want here, as they faced off a ton, obviously, in the 90s, back in the day, Reggie Miller, Patrick Ewing, the whole deal. This modern version, does it come down to, well, actually, let me ask you this first. Who's the best player in this series? Because often that is the easiest solution of who's going to win the series. Who's the best player in this series?
I'll take Brunson by a hair over Tyrese Halliburton, but that's a close one, and that's tight. I'm going to take Brunson because of the load he's had to kind of carry this season. And I was about to say the clutch play, but Halliburton's got his own share of really clutch plays this postseason too. So it's really close, but I'll by a nose at the wire, I'll give it to Brunson.
For whatever it's worth, I think I would as well, but it is by a hair over Halliburton, and then it becomes the who's the next to the next to the next to the next. And I think probably the second best guy purely on skill and all of that is Karl Anthony Towns. Is he the biggest mismatch in the series, or do you think the Pacers have a potential answer for him?
No, he destroyed them during the regular season, including the one game. It's hard to take too much away from the regular season games because they were all played very early except for one, and that last game was missing Miles Turner and a few other players that didn't take part. But Towns put up 40 in that, and he averaged more than 30 for the series against them this season. He is going to have a series like that for the Knicks to pull this out. I mean, this is while I think the Thunder are a clearly better team than Minnesota, I think this is a coin toss. I think these two teams are so incredibly even. And if New York's going to win this thing, it's going to be because Towns is the third best player in this series, or maybe second best. He's going to have a couple of big games where he really carries the offense and gets Miles Turner out of the paint so that he's not back there blocking shots and opening. That opens up driving lanes for Brunson and Bridges and everyone else.
In a lot of ways, it feels like whichever of Turner or Towns just stays out of foul trouble, it's like, hey, congrats, you might have just won the series, because those are two guys that are very, very foul prone and tend to take themselves out of games. I also feel like this is a stylistic mismatch in a way that could be very, very fun. Knicks have no problem beating you up, slowing it down. The Pacers play at one of the fastest paces in the league. What's something you're watching early tomorrow night to see who might be able to dictate the pace of the game, whether it's a player, whether it's the way something is going down, an adjustment that you think could slow or speed up the game? What are you watching on that front?
Yeah, the Knicks actually don't mind running as well, but I think for what's really going to test them, where I think the Pacers potentially have an advantage if they're going to win this series, and I'll cheat and tell you I picked the Knicks in 7 in a coin toss, but if the Pacers are going to win this thing, the pace for them isn't just running. It isn't just getting out off makes and misses and turnovers and running. Their ball movement and player movement in the half court is better than the Knicks have seen in the last two rounds. The Pistons don't really have that much. They were pretty it was pretty much Cade Cunningham against the world, and everybody else was standing in their station. And even the Celtics, especially because they're hunting threes so much, they like to drive into the paint and kick out, but they're pretty station to station relatively. That is not how the Pacers play. Ball movement, player movement, guys cutting all over the place. We're going to see how the Knicks defense adjusts to that. They're going to have to be able to handle the pace in the half court. I think that's one of those things I'm going to watch. Are the Pacers getting a good shot 12 seconds into the shot clock, or are they going 17, 18 seconds into the shot clock before they're able to really get anything going? And I think if the Knicks can force them deep into the half court shot clock, it's a huge advantage.
All right, last thing for Kurt Hellen here, NBA basketball writer for NBC Sports, is going to lead us into our little blow it up, build it up game. Kurt, is there a move outside of Giannis, which has been reported on, is there another one of these teams that lost that you think can make a big, unsurprising move that you're kind of keeping your eye on as we get towards the draft in June and then ultimately free agency in July?
Yeah, it's harder this year just because the second apron thing really, really messes with the ability to keep the Boston Celtics together. In fact, if I'm going to predict something crazy, it's that the Celtics consider and maybe even move Jaylen Brown. I don't think that's off the table. And it's largely because next year is kind of a gap year for them, for lack of a better word, with the very horrible and unfortunate, Jason Tatum injury. You can do that. You can say, hey, if we trade Jaylen Brown to, say, Houston, and you get back a bunch of their young, good players, and you get a year to mesh them together, then you bring Tatum back in, you can hit the ground running again as contenders, that might be really tempting to them and a way to save some money. So I'd like, that's the one. I don't know that they're going to blow it up, but that's one I'm going to watch. I'm really curious how the Celtics are going to get rid of some guys. Like Drew Holiday's probably gone. I think they'd love to move on from Porzingis, but good luck dumping. It's an expiring contract, but $30 million to pay him to be injured is a lot. So I'm really curious what they look like next year.
That was one that was definitely on my list, and we're going to talk about that a lot more next. Kurt, this was great. Thanks so much for doing this, and we'll definitely try to have you back here later in the playoffs as we move towards what will be a very silly season here June, July.
It definitely will be. It's going to be a wild off season.
Appreciate your time, Kurt. Thank you.
Take care.
That is Kurt Hellen with us. He is a writer for NBC Sports, Pro Basketball Talk as their editor-in-chief, and been covering the NBA for a long time, doing a great job. Appreciate Kurt's time. When we get back, we will play Build It Up or Blow It Up. But first, the latest on the world or from the world of women's sports. It's presented to you by Wawa Chicken, how you want a Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stoppin' and show here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Anthony, I didn't do as good of a job with the clock as I thought I did. Making up time. Should we say we're going to come back in 3 minutes? I tell you what, we're just going to do it. We're just going to do it. We're just going to dive in. We're going to play a game, everybody. We're going to play a game. The game is called Build It Up or blow it up. I put on the graphic, run it back or blow it up. But I thought, build it up or blow it up. That's it's more catchy, Anthony.
You like the, what is B's? Is that assonance?
Oh, I mean, alliteration? Is that what you're going for?
You know how you said build it up or blow it up? I was more so thinking about the play on the B's.
Yeah, it's alliteration.
So assonance is the vowels.
Now you have me questioning everything.
I think one has to do with
God,
Anthony, vowels and one has to do with
alliteration.
Consonants.
Alliteration, the occurrence of the same letter or sound at the beginning of adjacent or closely connected words. The alliteration of sweet bird sang is the thing here. All right, you want assonance, which is a literary device where it's repetition of similar vowel sounds in nearby words, creating a rhythmic or musical effect. And then is there consonants? Consonants is, no, that's something different. Agreement or compatibility between opinions or actions. Yeah, alliteration, which is what I said the first time. And then you had me doubting everything. Like, am I the idiot? And it's not that you actually turned out to be an idiot. It's just that there was a lot that was going on there.
I'm proud of you, Craig.
I'm not. The point is that we're going to play a game. The game is going to be build it up or blow it up, where we are going to take a look at all the NBA teams that we thought had a pretty good chance of competing this year in the NBA playoffs, but have lost. And we're going to say they should keep going with what they're doing, or they should blow it up. And for some of these teams, honestly, blowing it up is harder than you would think. So we'll get to some of those in a second. But Anthony, are you ready?
I am indeed, Craig.
All right, build it up or blow it up. Should the Boston Celtics build it up or blow it up? And this might sound crazy, because even if they just lost to the Knicks, there's no doubt that the still reigning and defending champions would be a team that should just run it back, right? Yeah, they've got to figure some things out. Jrue Holiday is much older. Al Horford is older. Horford and Luke Kornet are free agents. But then Jason Tatum tore his Achilles. And you don't know when he's going to be back. You don't know what he'll be when he is back. And if I was the Boston Celtics, I think I would sell high on Jaylen Brown, avoid any kind of flirting with the second apron, avoid some luxury tax, reset, because you also have like repeater taxes. And again, I'm not trying to just save billionaires money, but now that there's competitive disadvantages to hitting some of these things, and they make it harder to have a huge luxury or a huge tax bill, a huge payroll year after year, if I can reset the clock on some of that stuff, and I can get young talent, and Kurt Hellen just joined us from NBC Sports, and he said, like, would you flip Jaylen Brown to Houston for some young players? I kind of think that I would.
I mean, going off of what Kurt said, maybe. Because, again, Houston has a lot of young talent to be able to, you know, build off of. But I don't think Houston's going to want to be in that, because they understand what they have right now in-house already.
But they need something more. Like, they know they need more. Houston doesn't have enough right now.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Just hope that all their young guys get better in a linear way? Like, no. And they have too many. They couldn't even play them all this year. And yeah, you could move Dylan Brooks out of the way or whatever. But they probably could use someone like Jaylen Brown.
I feel like the only person that I would be willing to swap Jaylen Brown with, or people, Jalen Green would have to be included. I want Jalen Green included. Maybe the Cam Whitmores and maybe even a Reed Shepard. I will get greedy.
That's the thing. It's like, who are we actually talking about? I think that's the interesting thing. The Celtics also actually have something that a lot of other teams in this position don't, which is most of their own picks. They have their 2025 first rounder, their 2026 first rounder, their 2027 first rounder, and their 2028 first rounder. Their 2028 could be going to San Antonio. They have the right to a pick swap for Boston's first round pick, as long as it's not the top pick. So their only outgoing first rounder is 2029, which is going to either Portland or here, and there's no protection on it. So 2029 is the only draft pick they don't have, and that's going to be an issue with a lot of these other teams that we talk about, is like, blow it up. And it's like, okay, in order to blow it up and send out a bad contract or try to, you know, or if they're going to try to build it up even, and they're going to try to add someone, a lot of these teams don't have the ammo to do it. The Celtics, I would say, the argument to stay building it up if you're the Celtics is, if we suck this year and we have a great draft pick, we can, you know, we have our own pick in 2026. Sick. Let's use it. And then we can also, in 2 years, trade a bunch of stuff. So that's why, like, if you can save a year of tax and save a year of salary and reset some of the repeater taxes and all that kind of stuff by having an intentionally down 2025 where you trade Jaylen Brown, and then you are ready to hit the ground running with young pieces and the ability to make moves next offseason when Tatum is back, I kind of think that's a scary good option for the Boston Celtics.
I just think they understand their window is now, though, Craig.
But that's the thing. Is like, are they going to win the championship in 2025-26 without Jason Tatum?
Probably not.
No.
But they're still a contender. That's what
I'm
saying.
Is Jaylen Brown that good without Tatum?
I don't think we're factoring in all the other pieces that they have. And granted, they didn't get it done against the
Knicks.
Who
are the other pieces? Derek White?
Derek White, Drew Payton, like...
But, like, Drew Holiday might be gone. Drew Holiday's 37 years old, bro.
He's 37?
Yes.
I thought he was still on the contract, too.
Drew Holiday... Oh, sorry. No, I apologize. Drew Holiday's 34. I'm thinking of Horford's 37.
I was about to say, yeah, Horford and Cornette, all right, you need to go get a big. But I'm still thinking, like, they have pieces, and I don't know... I don't remember the exact... one percentage that they had without Tatum. And I'm not saying, like, all right, they won like 60 games this year. They're going to win, 50 games next year. But I still think they're going to be a contender out there in the East.
Look, if you want to stay building it up, that's fine. Holiday, he's got $30 million this year, $32 next year, $34 the year after, and then a player option for $37 in his age 37 season. If he still wants to play, like, I'm one of the biggest Drew Holiday fans ever. So, sure, do it. But I think Brown's the one that's interesting because is like, you're not doing a full reset. You're just accepting the fact that you're only going to be so good without Jason Tatum. And if you can unload the Jaylen Brown, let's see what the
$300 million contract.
He's got his cap hit next year is 49. It's 53, 57, 61, 64.
My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. And against the apron, they're still under the apron. So, yeah, it just also becomes a lot harder to in the long term, build your team because you get restricted by those two contracts together. It's worth it as long as they're healthy and playing. But if you tell me it's going to be at least 2 years, I can get some cheap talent to go with it, I think that might be the better option for them. All right. But I also, look, those two won a championship together. There's also some like juju and chemistry stuff that I don't want to mess with. Don't want to tempt the ghost of Red Auer back. So I can make the argument either way on the Celtics. All right. The Nuggets. The Nuggets lose by the end, it's like Nikola Jokic, half of Michael Porter Jr., one-legged Aaron Gordon, and whatever shows up for Jamal Murray on any given day. Do they keep going down that core's path, or do they blow it up? What does blow it up mean?
I think you got to move off one of those pieces in Aaron Gordon or Michael Porter Jr., and I would probably lean Michael Porter Jr., to be honest, because he's just been so inconsistent. He did have the 1 year when they won it all, and he had a career-high shooting. But outside of that, like, he has been inconsistent. He's been banged up. And they need more role players. They let guys get away in KCP, Bruce Brown, like, and it sort of kind of came back to bite them in the butt. So I think if you can, get a couple of players for Michael Porter Jr., I think it could be, it could work.
So here's the problem. I don't know who's giving you anything good for Michael Porter Jr.
Exactly.
Now, can you attach a draft pick to it and maybe get something there? And this also is the problem with the Denver Nuggets and where they are. So the Denver Nuggets, unlike the Celtics, as they've tried to maximize this Jokic window, they don't have a ton of draft picks that they can trade. They have their own in 26, 28, 2030, and 2031. But because they have a pick that is yet to convey in 2027 and or 2029, and their pick is outgoing this year, they can't trade future picks right now. They're locked in the same way that the Wizards were locked for a long time because of this pick that they still owe to the Knicks. When they were trying to make moves around Wall and Beal, like, they were locked in because they owed a future pick to the Knicks that they wouldn't get off of. And there was a year where it was just like, man, it'd be great if the Wizards just could get, like, just convey the pick, be done. And the Wizards, next year is the final year of it. And if it doesn't convey, it becomes second rounders, which would be sweet. But for the Nuggets, they can only move one future first. There's stuff they can do on draft night in these years, but that doesn't help you if you're trying to do stuff now. You can't wait till draft night 2028 to do anything. So the Nuggets are kind of locked in, okay, what kind of package can we get for Michael Porter Jr., who has been injured his entire life, has a $35 million, $38 million, and $40 million cap hit. The 35, scratch that. Next year, that was this year. He's got 2 years left at 38 and 40. He's been hurt his entire career. What? Who wants that? Like, especially when you only get one first-round pick attached? Like, I feel like they're kind of in a, between a rock and a hard place, Anthony. If I was them, I'd want to move off Michael Porter Jr., and I would be willing to give up that first-round pick. I just don't know what you're getting back, because that is a hefty contract to take on for the small penalty of one first-round pick. And I realize that Michael Porter Jr.'s, like, not nothing. But I think you're probably, it's probably more valuable for them to just try to run it back with Porter one more year than it is than what you'll get in return.
So the Nuggets are running back.
I kind of think they have to.
Yep.
And they might be good enough to do that. They need, what they need is big internal jumps. They need, or they need to be able to find, like, their mid-level exception or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff they have. Because they, if they don't get more guys like Christian Brown to pan out, who Brown actually has, they need some of their other guys who weren't very good as rookies this year, etc., to be better. You know, a guy like Peyton Watson is an interesting guy to watch for them because he was hurt basically all year. So what happens in year number two? All right, next team, as we're playing, build it up or what do we say? Build it up or blow it up?
Yep.
Is the game. The Bucks. So the Bucks have this guy named Giannis. He's very tall. He's very good. And he hasn't decided what he wants to do yet. It comes down to, do you trade Giannis if you're the Bucks? And my answer is clear. My answer is no. I don't care what you offer. Like, if Dallas wanted to talk number one pick as the start of a package, or I think Dylan Harper is that good at the number two, would I talk to San Antonio? Maybe. Other than that, there's not a, like, the whole point of getting more picks or young players would have them turn into Giannis. I'm not interested in trading Giannis.
What if he demands a trade?
Then I have to do it.
Okay.
If he is like, please get me out of here, we're done, then okay, I'm going to work with you. We're going to find the best place for you. That's also the best place for us. This is business, but it's also, you've been the best player in franchise history, arguably. It's him or Kareem. You helped to bring a title here. All due respect to Oscar Robertson. He should be mentioned as well. So, like, but you're the best player in modern franchise history. You've been an amazing person in our community. We're going to do right by you, and we're going to hope that the good karma comes back around. Okay, now we're talking. Now it's full sale. Now it's everybody's available. We are trying to hit the tank hard. But also, it's worth saying that, like, Milwaukee has done a lot of stuff the last couple of years to try to maximize this Giannis window. And they don't have all their picks. They've got no first rounder this year. They have their own pick in 2026, but New Orleans has the right to swap. 2027, New Orleans will receive the more favorable of its 2027 first round pick and Milwaukee's 2027 first round pick. And then Atlanta's got that. So it's basically a pick swap in 27. 2028, they have a pick swap that involves the Blazers and the Wizards. That is part of the Chris Middleton trade and another trade that the Damian Lillard trade coming together. 2030 is part of the Lillard trade. They have a pick swap as well. So if they're now, could they get other picks? Sure. Sure, they could get someone else's pick who they think is going to be bad. But the thing is, if you're trading Giannis to that team, unless that team has a third team's pick, you're probably getting a team that's got good draft picks or bad draft picks because they're good. So, Milwaukee, welcome to being between a rock and a hard place. If I was them, I would say, all right, what other draft picks do we have that we can trade? What other free agents potentially want to play with Giannis? Dame, please retire. And I'm trying my best to figure out something to get more talent around him.
So you're building it up.
Yeah, I'm building it up. But then again, I can make the argument that if he's like, even if he's on the fence, just be like, you know, we don't want to do this again next year. Let's take the opportunity to sell at our absolute highest. And this is the only way we're going to replenish this very barren chest of assets where we have nothing. They've got outgoing. They don't have either of their picks in 2025. They don't have their first or their second. 2026, also outgoing. 2027, first and second outgoing. 2028, first and second outgoing. 2029, first and second outgoing. 2030, first and second outgoing. Some of those are swaps, but still. It's they basically not good. Got nothing. It's not good.
Nope.
It's not good. But I think that what you see here, real quick, the other teams. Cavs, if I was them, I'd just run it back. You're young. You're building a core. Run it back. If you can find something to get another really good player in, great. But I'm not trading anybody in that core. Rockets, if I can add someone, great, but I'm not afraid to run it back. Pistons, run it back. Lakers, they made their move. Run it back with Luka and LeBron for another year, then see what happens. And some of the other teams are, you know, younger. I think the Clippers are a really interesting one, but a lot of them, like James Harden, they have a team option. Do you pick that up or not? You know, do you want to run it back with Kawhi again, or do you try to trade him to somewhere like Houston? I think that is going to be interesting to watch. But I think what you see, Anthony, in doing this exercise and like why I wanted to do this is it's real easy to say, hey, blow it up, or like, oh, they just got to make one more deal. A lot of these teams that try to go all in, once you're in, you're in. And so having the patience of knowing it's the right time and making sure your war chest of assets as you build is enormous. It is stocked so that if you do need to make more trades, you're not left as barren as, say, the Bucks are or the Nuggets are, is really, really important. But also it goes quick because you make three trades in a row to surround a Jokic or a Giannis, and all of a sudden your war chest of assets is an empty cupboard. And I think that is something to keep in mind over the next couple of years, obviously with Washington, but as we watch the NBA move this summer. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And when we get back, we wrap up the show with real things, real people said, and real microphones.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Anthony, right now, ESPN SportsCenter is at the Western Conference Finals. They've got Game 1 tonight. And poor Kevin Negandhi just had to do a hit with Kendrick Perkins. And I'm not saying that because I'm not Perk's biggest fan. Negandhi and Perk did this hit on the court, and they're standing next to each other. And Perk's a seven-footer, and that just feels unfair to Kevin Negandhi to make him look that small.
Yeah, that's not the life he deserves.
Now, what are we doing? Very, very unkind. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
How tall is Kevin?
Probably like 6 feet tall.
Dang.
5'10", somewhere in there. I don't know.
He's taller than me.
I've never been in the same room as Negandhi. Plenty of people that know him. Swell guy. But not 7 feet tall.
We'll love to see Jeremy Wu next to Kendrick Perkins.
Is Wu not a big guy?
I don't think so.
Oh. Okay. I have no frame. Wu is a person that has existed on my computer screen and on the telephone to me. I don't think I've ever even seen him on TV. Cavoni does all the TV. Mm. And then Wu's just pulling the strings behind the scenes. You guys have been working together forever, back to the Draft Express days. What do you know about that?
I know a little bit about Draft Express.
I used to watch a lot of Draft Express. I was kind of sad when it went away because now I don't have all the highlight cut-ups and all that kind of stuff that they used to do. Anyway, the point is, our show is almost over.
Real things.
We're not gonna be so this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
Next week on the show, Shannon Harris, the interim head coach of the DC Defenders, gonna join us. Today, his quarterback, Jordan Ta'amu, was in studio with Grant and Danny, and they pulled a pop quiz on their producers.
I was not prepared for this.
So what they did was they asked Ta'amu to recall a couple of plays and say them out like he's in the huddle. And then Ryan Clary and Darius and Toby had to try to say the plays back. Here's how it went.
Here we go. Let's go. Empty right. F across. 51. Y under. All go. Alert. Lady.
All right, boys, let's go. Let's get this thing going.
Ryan Clary, spoiler alert, did not get this thing going.
50 across.
No.
Why right?
Nope.
Was 50 across was not in
51
that
51 was the F-51.
51 was the protection, but yeah. 50 across was close.
I had it halfway through there if you guys gave me a chance.
Where's the formation at? Where's the formation at? I need the formation.
Yeah, nobody knows where to line up, brother.
Yeah, brother, come on.
Just someone get open downfield. I got you.
All right, Toby, you're
do
up.
Do that in the huddle. That works great.
Toby, it's...
Yeah, always formation first, kids.
Duh. It's your turn.
Let's go pro right Zen. All right, pro right Zen. Philly 46, why climb?
Pro right Zen, Philly 46, right climb.
Why? So close.
But, yeah, that's close.
Okay, that was better.
Take that. I'll take that.
Who's ahead of who on the depth chart here, Toby or Ryan? I think
Toby's up. Toby's up.
Yeah, he's got him. All right, Darius. You're the last one now. He's a Madden guy. Darius runs the Madden League.
Yeah.
I think that could help him with memorization.
Or not.
Or possibly not. Nobody knows.
Not going to help him.
All right, let's go. Trips right, Zoe, Philly 71, stick, alert, all Gators.
Trips right, seven right, Zoe, all Gators, go.
Yeah. Dude, that was half right.
There's some stuff, yeah. There's so many alligators for some reason.
Anthony, if I gave you a play, how do you think you'd do?
Let's go.
I don't have a play, so.
I think I would do bad, though.
I know how it goes, but the thing is, it's like you're just trying to memorize stuff. And if you speak the language, not that hard. If you don't speak the language, you wind up looking like those guys.
Yeah. I think Claire had the toughest one.
Definitely. And he also failed the most spectacularly. We'll see you tomorrow here on The Hoffman Show.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.